Okay, so here's another car recording. This one's going to be all about the Global Virtual Design Sprint. And I'm doing this for practice. So this is going to be a lot of pauses and it's not going to be highly professional, but what I'm going to attempt to do is I've just spent the past hour and a half curating a mural whiteboard with all the content that I'm going to be talking about tomorrow when I do the webinar at 10 o'clock Central Time. So part of that is going through a sequence where I'm practicing what I'm going to be talking about. So if I were to kind of kick things off after everyone gets there, it looks like there's about 50 people registered, so that's the reason why I'm trying to go through this process. So the Global Virtual Design Sprint happens twice a year. The whole purpose of the GVDS is to not only showcase professionals doing what they do best, but do it on an international stage. Originally, I used to say that it was to showcase the best professional versions of themselves, but that wasn't resonating with people. The main draw of the Global Virtual Design Sprint is essentially you get to network with a lot of people that are in your field, that are on an international stage, meaning they come from all sorts of cities and countries that you would never meet otherwise. You tend to meet people that are either at your speed talent-wise or they're a little bit beyond it, but you also get you also cross-reference a lot of other disciplines that are where people are really good at what they do. Now, in the GVDS, it's usually 1 month, meaning that it lasts from the beginning of the month to the end of the month. During that time, you're paired with a number of people. Usually it's just one team that you have for the entire month that you work with, and we try to limit it to 6 people. But within that month, you go through a series of steps to get to basically an understanding, and you learn from each other about a problem space that you all choose to explore. And what's different about the GVDS 6 that's coming up in April 2021 is that we're going to be introducing something new, like we always do. So every Global Virtual Design Sprint, there's usually some theme or some major new thing that we do. Last time it was doing a commencement kickoff and changing the nature of the GVDS so that it was all-encompassing for a full month. We're sticking to that with 6. What's going to be different this time around is that we are going to be adopting, officially for the first time, challenges that major corporations, companies, organizations, nonprofits put publicly available. They ask people to submit their solutions for different challenges they're taking on as part of their mission, their vision around what they want to do. And one of the things that Jason Root said to me when we did a podcast interview before was that he said that the skeleton key for the GVDS is basically pairing those organizations in need or those projects that are public and with the teams that are best suited for them, like the skill set, the drive, the intrinsic motivation, and being able to kind of bring those together so that everyone's working on that and driving towards a cause rather than something that is peer-based, kind of selected through a voting process like we have in the past. So that's the first major thing, is that in GVDS 6, we're going to be officially taking on challenges that are publicly available that have a certain deadline around, like, say, April, May, June. Giving teams a chance to compete for those so that there is a real possibility that if the committee or the board or whoever looks at their solution for that particular challenge picks them, then that takes everything to the next stage rather than having something in the Global Virtual Design Sprint kind of say, okay, it was great and fun to do, but there was no momentum or drive or champion behind it to get it going. So that's the first major thing. The second is that we dabbled in something called the Dash last time. For lack of a better term, it was prenotyping plus design sprints or design thinking. And the majority of people said it was good, but there were a lot of confusing points where it didn't map to the original book by Alberto Savoia. It was instruction that was sort of incomplete. They needed a lot of hand-holding and I didn't deliver, so that was a failure on my part. Well, with 6, what we're going to be doing is incorporating elements of the Dash and prototyping, into the construct of the event. So it's not going to be where there's two different things kind of running like parallel. It's going to be where, essentially at the very beginning of weeks one and two, teams will have the option of being able to do a prototype on their ideas if initially they think there is real traction in the market, or even if they don't have that instinct, they can drive some of their ideas early without going through a full design sprint or going through problem framing or exploring what the possibilities are, and just trying to figure out really, really early if what they're thinking about for a solution space may work with a practical application with the audience and the market that they're thinking about putting this product or service out to solve this problem. So it's going to be ingrained in the process this time around, and we should have enough time to get that going. The third major thing that's going to happen with the GBDS is we're bringing back a couple of things we did in 4 that we skipped out on 5. And I think I did that simply because of the manual labor that was involved in managing all the reactions to peer-based challenges. Now, peer-based challenges was a feature in 4 where anyone who participated in the GBDS could submit their own challenge for others to vote on. And there was one challenge in particular, which is Remote Blended Education by Micah Strudoff, that essentially 5 or 6 teams, if I recall correctly, selected. It was uncanny. We even did a live interview with her to get her understanding of where she was going with things. So the lack of that in 5 caused some feedback from me saying, you know, where's the option to kind of select my own. So we're bringing it back for 6, but it's going to be modified so that it's more automatic, and it gives people the chance to kind of post up their own challenges in a way that other people can react to them. So there's going to be more process kind of wrapped around everything. And it's not just going to be, you know, post something up on a mural board and then put your name in a circle. I think it'll be a little bit more regimented. The system isn't totally worked out yet, but it should be available by the time we do signups in January. So those are the 3 major changes that are happening. The prize structure for the event is going to stay the same. There's going to be no major changes. For those of you who are unaware of how the event is priced, there are different levels based on 2 things. One is your previous experience with the GBDS, and the other is whether or not you are a student or you come from a partner event where there's a certain percentage that gets taken off the normal price. And then there's an early bird price, which is going to be much less this year, because what I tried doing in the past couple of events was keeping that early bird window open longer. Problem was that we had a lot of last minute people getting in and people wanting the early bird price afterwards and not knowing where to go. So it's going to be very explicit on when it's going to close, probably at the end of January, and then February and March is going to be regular all the way up until the event in April. So if you have any questions about the Global Virtual Design Sprint that I haven't gone over, or I haven't kind of worked out, and this is the audio version, the actual mural version has some more details. But rather than go full verbose on this explanation, I'd rather just stick to the very high-level things and see if you have any reactions, questions, or what have you. So if you do, send me an email at robert@dallasdesignsprints.com. You can look me up on LinkedIn. Just search for Robert Scrobe and I'll be there. You can also find me on a number of social media outlets. Usually Twitter's another good one. You just look for Robert_Scrobe and I should be there. Beyond that, Thanks you very much for listening to me and what I had to say about the Global Virtual Design Sprint. Hopefully this finds you well, and if you enjoy this sort of stuff with the recording in the car, then just let me know and I can do it again on another topic. I think in the future we could almost do this for tips and tricks when it comes to design sprints, which would be kind of fun, because usually around January is when things start really kicking off with workshops and with sessions and with consulting. So there's a lot of things going on with that I can probably touch upon. Okay, so take care. Hope you and yours are well, and I will speak to you later on. Bye-bye.